You are listening to Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. For people in recovery from drug and alcohol addiction, an NA meeting might be the only thing that's keeping them sober. And that means life and death, as much as social distancing does. GPB's Ellen Eldridge explains.
Staying home while sick is exactly what gets addicts into trouble. The illness is addiction, and the cure for many recovering from drug and alcohol addiction is people. They fear what isolation could mean to their sobriety. Take Heather Wysocki. 3 days after the World Health Organization declared coronavirus a pandemic, Wysocki was with about 15 friends at the grave of her sons at a Cobb County cemetery. Wysocki is a mother of three who lost two sons to addiction. She's been in and out of recovery rooms for 25 years. When her son Dustin overdosed in 2014, she isolated herself.
I was so devastated, and I basically disconnected from everyone. And I ended up drinking 9 months later. On the weekend of his birthday, which would have been May 30th.
She and her 24-year-old son Austin sobered up together.
And for the next year, we really, it was wonderful because he was really doing well. And he was just like he had always been when he was a kid, just always funny, jokester, and he had one relapse.
Which killed Austin and devastated Heather. Her friends in recovery helped her, and Heather did not start drinking again. Laura, who didn't give her last name, says she needs in-person meetings too. The program is a better choice than how she previously lived. And fear of getting coronavirus
doesn't affect my decision, because when I was using, I'd go out and get drugs. So getting out to a meeting is no difference. So I just, I think if people just wash their hands and take care of themselves, we'll all be okay.
Experts say the idea behind social distancing is to flatten the curve. That means if members of society can avoid spreading coronavirus by avoiding public places, then maybe we can prevent overwhelming our hospitals, especially in rural parts of the state where emergency rooms have closed. Neil Campbell is the executive director of the Georgia Council on Substance Abuse. She says it's best for people to avoid in-person recovery meetings right now.
So we suggest that people get their needs met around their recovery support, either online or by telephone. It really is the time right now to not put yourself in a situation where you could be exposed.
She says many people in recovery have chronic health conditions. They are at risk for more serious consequences of COVID-19. While more and more places that host recovery groups are closing their doors, people like Heather, who need that physical connection to others, can use phone hotlines.
When you use, you are apart from, and you are disconnected from everything and everybody. And when you're in recovery, you are connected to everyone.
And while you can't get a hug from the internet, Narcotics Anonymous has virtual meetings as well. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Woodstock.